This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This will be small solace to those of you just off a terrible flight delay, or those of you about to have one, for that matter. But Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, the busiest in the world, is using the latest in aviation technology to help you get on your way as soon as possible. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Sam Whitehead reports.
Jetliners fire up their engines and roar down runway 27R at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Air traffic control is in a bit of a rush. The airport's longest runway is about to close to all traffic for maintenance. Well, almost all traffic. A small drone lifts off and zips back and forth across the pavement, snapping pictures. Those will become computer models of the runway, which is slated for repairs. Heim van Pruyen is overseeing the project for Hartsfield-Jackson.
This will allow us to 3D map image the runway and be able to see detailed cracks and be able to plan better for replacing the runways.
Normally, this work happens on foot. Teams armed with cameras walk the runways to assess wear and tear. That process can take up to 5 hours. Van Pruyen says a drone can finish in half that time, which has a big upside.
Keeping our runways open longer, the more that we can have our airfield open for aircraft to land and take off, the more efficient that we can be and less impactful for the airspace.
And that means fewer delays for passengers.
You're drifting to the right a little bit.
Katie Elam is an aviation planner for Michael Baker International, the company working with Hartsfield-Jackson on the project. It's her job to make sure nothing interferes with the drone's flight.
The airfield out here is so controlled that I'm not worried about other aircraft being in our area, so it's more about the wildlife.
Her team uses a drone from Chinese manufacturer DJI. You can buy one for just a few $1,000s. Jim Duguay is the pilot.
It's a little intimidating at the world's busiest airport, for sure. But air traffic control has done a good job of moving all the traffic away, and it's a good bright day to capture data.
All this is pretty new. The Federal Aviation Administration just recently approved drone use in the airspace around major U.S. airports. That makes the Atlanta drone flight a pretty big deal, says Jim Williams. He works with unmanned aircraft for the consulting firm Dentons.
I think that going forward, you'll see more of that as the FAA gets more comfortable with controlled drone operations in and around airports.
Tim Canal is president of the Airline Pilots Association and flies for Delta Airlines.
This is the expansion of new technology to help our economy. So overall, it's a good thing.
Canal says drones will be better at spotting problems with runways. That will make flying safer. And their efficiency will mean more time in the sky for his pilots.
Now, that's all said with the caveat that it has to be done in a safe manner. The FAA has worked hard to put mitigations in place for these commercial operations that make them safe.
Still, Canal says it might take airline passengers time to adapt. And inside Hartsfield-Jackson South Terminal, traveler Gail Walton says she'd be pretty concerned if she looked out her airplane window and saw a drone.
I would probably wonder what it was doing out there. Probably ring my call bell, ask one of the flight attendants what it was.
It's a question flight crews will likely hear more in the future. The FAA has already okayed more than 500 commercial drone operations around the country's busiest airports. In Atlanta, I'm Sam Whitehead for Marketplace.